That's amazing.
All right, we are getting all logged in to the Feel the Love Lounge so that we can start Hug Nation. Thanks for your patience. We're almost there. Tassie is typing like a inspired digital love warrior.
Good, that's the way to do it. Yes. This beautiful blue planet. Now we're going around this beautiful blue planet.
That's right. Oh boy, all right. So as we're archiving now, we've got the webcam is now live. We can see ourselves in the mirror. Whee! Or actually on the computer screen.
Really?
I am Halcyon. Tassie is just off camera typing for us. And we're sitting here with Grandpa Caleb.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back from Colorado. I had 12 wonderful days in a state where I lived for 43 years.
And you were saying you saw all sorts of generations.
Yes, four generations were gathered. I had my son and two sons and two great grandchildren and my granddaughter.
And your granddaughters.
We had a great four generations, if you can imagine that, playing together, celebrating birthdays in Colorado, where I lived for 46 years with my wife.
And even after, even when you left, you left some pretty significant reminders of yourself. You left a bunch of kids there.
That's right, and they made a great contribution. My children have been an amazing blessing. I call this, I'm now living in the time where I'm getting earnest on my life, earnest on immortality now. They planned everything, and I just carried my cane, and they picked me up at the airport. They got my tickets. What a world I live in. I'm so thankful that this day has come when I could spend 12 days, and I'm going back to each of these towns where I've lived to see if there's residue of the weight of my life for the values I believe in.
That has to feel pretty good.
Well, I've now covered Denver, and now I'm going to go in October to Everett, Washington, and Bellingham, Washington.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
That's just
people often talk about, and I told you that I went to a memorial service last week, and one of the things that people talk about a lot is being, when you're near the end of your life, being able to look back and be happy about what you've done.
Oh, I am. I'm very happy.
Because you can't make up for it at the end.
At one of my places last week, I think it was the wedding, and I'm not sure what it was. Bob Fulham, he wrote a book on all I learned in kindergarten.
Oh, right.
Here's what he says. He says, between the first inhale at birth and the last exhale at death, are all the little deaths and revivals. Some part of us is always dying. For an impatient person like me, just waiting in line or in traffic or on hold, waiting is deadly. I'd rather die than wait, and I die each night, buried under the coffin, under the darkness, only to revive, come to wake into life again at dawn. When I graduated from school and left home, a world died. Most of the people I'd seen every day I never saw again. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Life is an amazing gift, one day at a time.
That is,
and that's what I did here. I saw friends. See, 50 years ago, my wife and I went to Colorado and began to, we wanted our children to have an education in a big city.
Right.
Big city, a cow town 50 years ago. But nevertheless, Denver today is a fabulous place. Just structures of stone and steel and glass. It's just amazing what's happening in Colorado.
Now, you said you got to remarry a couple?
Yes, I did.
So you married them 50 years ago?
25 years ago. We celebrated their silver anniversary. And when they were beginning rearing children, he had a girl, then he had a girl again, then he had a girl again. And then I dedicated all of these girls. And then we got out to Gahafia Sam, where he was a surgeon in charge of a hospital. We operated there. In fact, we gave him the first blood bank in Assam. We also gave him a knife for cutting off skin so he could... So many children and adults stepped in the fire. And so he put new skin on. And so we were at the Lone Tree Country Club, and I remarried them and celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that is nothing like it.
That's incredible.
Marvelous glue.
Well, we are pleased to have you back in town.
I'm glad
we've missed you. Thank you so much. While we were at Burning Man, you did Hug Nation here, and we did it from the Playa, and that was a very magical experience for us to know that we were touching you from all the way on the other side of the Playa, and we will definitely be showing you some video of that when we have it all together.
I'd like to see that. Well, thank you.
So maybe we'll take a moment now and segue into Hug Nation, where we take just a few minutes each week to feel that connection between all the other brothers and sisters on the planet, regardless of where their feet are, regardless of where their politics are, regardless of their tone or color or the language they speak. We know that there are far, far more people that would rather hug you than hurt you.
That is correct.
So let's give ourselves a hug, hold ourselves by the shoulders, give a squeeze, and feel that we're squeezing not our shoulders, but the bodies and torsos and the entities that make up all the other people out there that are just little nodes of one big human family. And so we give a squeeze, and we feel those arms squeezing us, not as our arms, but the arms of all those other brothers and sisters that make up the one. And we sit there, and we feel that connection for just a second. Feel that love coming to us and sending our love out to all those other arms and bodies and minds.
We are all related in love, the dynamic energy that holds us all together and sustains us so we can think great thoughts and show love to those we touch and those we can hardly see.
Amen. Happy Hug Nation. That was beautiful.
Blessings.
I love you, Grandpa.
I love you.
Oh, thank you for joining us for Hug Nation.
And
we
I
will
love
see you.
You
next week.
I love you.
I love your folks' pink hair.
Yay. Thanks for feeling our love and amplifying that love and sending it out over the world. The world certainly can use it in times like these.
Good. Well, that's beautiful. I appreciate your expression of that creativity.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Did you touch anybody today, or do you know?
Looks like there's Florida, and Dawn, I think, is in...
Yes. Dawn's there.
Well, I sent a little bit of money today to help the people in Florida.
Nice.
And they say another one's coming in.
That's what I just saw on the news. I got to do a little research.
You get most of your news on this machine.
That's
on machine,
right.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Well.
Yay.
Anyway, I've had a couple of interesting letters, and I try to answer them when I'm able. You have a lot of wonderful friends who think of you with appreciation and love around the world.
Feels good.
Good.
Is it still broadcasting?
Oh. It is.
Thank you, Dawn and Chaos and Kiki and everyone who joined us. We love you. We'll see you next week.